No. Talk before the... Rambam and Rambam begins talking about Darchei Avoda. And then he talks about different midos. Different midos in the eyes of the Rambam and Melech of Avram are very key in understanding who and what a human being is. Rambam throughout Moreh Nevuchim says a person cannot have Chochmas HaTorah unless he develops his midos. Rambam writes, Parashat Mishnah is very in detail. In Mishnah Torah, he says that Derech Agav, a person is never going to get to Olam Haba unless he perfects his midos. Rambam writes, Parashat Mishnah is in Chelik. Says the people who have no chelik in Olam Haba. This serious avera, that serious avera, this serious avera, that serious avera, all serious. And he says in this, but there's certain things that people don't think are such serious averas. And Chazal said, "Ein lo chelik l'Olam Haba." There are certain things that may not olam chavera. Malbim pnei chavera barabim. Person insults people and makes them feel like dirt. Ein lo chelik l'Olam Haba. B'chan Hashem lo chavera. He gives person a negative nickname. Or a person who's very overweight. And he's struggling with it. Every time he walks into the room, you say, "Here's the fat fatso coming in." Make him feel like 2 cents. Rambam explains why. He says, what is Olam Haba? Olam Haba is you build while you're in this world. You build your neshama up through mitzvahs and tefillah and Torah. And then after Me'av Yasim Shana, it finds its place in the Olam Emes. But if you have bad midas, you just don't belong there. Your neshama is on such a low level, it doesn't fit. Bad midas show what sort of a human being you are. And that's why it's a prerequisite for everything. That's... Now, talked about the midah of nedivus now. What is nedivus? First he began with the midah of rachmanus, now nedivus. Nedivus, it's caring about other human beings and the ability to give to other human beings without expecting something back in return. And you have to understand, Rambam again writes, Rambam expounds on this tremendously everywhere. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai, Parshas Kisisa. And he made 2 requests of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hodieni noes drochecha v'hareini eschvodecha. Hareini eschvodecha, he wanted to understand the metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kidu yarani odom v'choy. While you are a physical human being in a physical body, you'll never be able to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is completely l'mala min haguf. On the other hand, he says, Hodeini nos drachecha. I want to know the darche HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'll get, even though I don't know the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu functions in this world, and I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu being perfection, that's the, all the ways I'm supposed to function. I will know you. And I will find chen in your eyes. And so you begin with the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer him? That fine. Hashem Hashem, kel racham v'chanu, erach apayin rav chasav yemes. That yes, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's function in this world, and that we should function in such a way, that is perfect. That is the way we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. We don't know the metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know his activities. What do we say in Anam's Miros? Dimu Oscha v'lo kifi yeshcha, v'yashvucha l'fi ma'asecha. Dimu Oscha, we approximate, v'lo kifi yeshcha, but that's not what you are. V'yashvucha, and we've equated you l'fi ma'asecha. It's the only thing you know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hanedivus. What is Nedivus? Hubito, that's where we say, Lahanokas Rav Tova, to give a lot of Tov. Misha Elo Tvir Vachir Al Hamanik. I have no obligation to you. You never did anything for me. But I'll give. Kilo says the Pole is Choro, to give something that I owe a person. Frole Bachov is Choro, that's not Nedivus. But that's Tzedek Vyosha, acting properly. Stokalaniyim, hachnot zorchum, umatonus, chadoma, harayim begedin nedivus. Vaha nedivus, umenamidus hachumios, umimatros hatorah. And one of the goals of Torah and mitzvahs is to develop this midah in human beings. Kihu yasale, Higdir b'tchunosa v'smasher ro'im mendivus v'tuvo. V'schanun v'rav chesed. No. Here he says, U'briyas olomu hi atzma maisa chesed and adova. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not have to create this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu is lacking nothing. Lacking nothing. So what does he need this world for? Let's olam chesed yibona. But the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chesed, and therefore he did me a chesed by creating a world, number one, creating a planet Earth where I could live on, and giving me life. Enabling me to do what I do in this world. It's one total chesed, beginning with the creation of the world in the beginning, which is chesed. V'tovo v'tuvo undivuso chov kim olam aloha, tov Hashem lakol. And it's everywhere. Now, he says, there's a difference between a divus, which is the opposite of kamtsonus, between a bizbus, and wasting money, which is the opposite of chisochon, saving money. Habizbuz ha-chisochon l'mash shetoli ba'odam atzma. What a person spends on himself and what he spends on other people. Last Erev Shabbos, I was in Brooklyn. I stayed there with my wife for Shabbos. I needed some wine for Shabbos, so I went into a wine store. So in the beginning of the store, there's wines, various schnapps time. $500, $100 a bottle, $600 a bottle. So I had to go to the end of the store to get I was looking at schnapps, $500-$600 a bottle. And he says, that you spend on yourself. Some people do that very easily. Money just goes flowing out. Habizvus mechayev shiyarch ma'amavad ha'otzosim ha'bushov. What you spend in your clothes, what you spend in your food. Hachisochon. But the question is, do you really have to spend? Why are you spending that so much money on it? Nedivus is what you spend on other people. And give to other people. Okay. Kamtzonis says, I don't want to spend on other people. So there are a lot of people, when it comes to spending money on the self, it's an open faucet. When it comes to spending money on other things besides yourself, it can be very tight. Now, so he says, Nedivus is a midah tova. Bizbuz kesef is a midah ra. What is Nedivus? Here he's giving very detailed instructions how a person's supposed to spend this money. Lo shiyotzi odem amono al acherim baofen zoach. Rak lahanik mezonos harbe lemishis damelo, tzeis matonos b'shefa komishi kor b'dark. Doesn't mean anyone walks in the door necessarily give him all the money in the world. Nadivus and his kereshim and amidus, odom nodiv umeitim imashe chanono, take what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has granted you. Le'elu hatzrichim, to the people who need it, ruyim lakach, who ro'i, who think they need it, and they're deserving. Ki hu yisale, hanodiv hamushlam. We learn this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the ultimate perfect giver. Now, they're animals. They're human beings. Different madrigas of parts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bria. To animals, he didn't give a chelek ol kamim mal. He didn't give them a spiritual identity. More than that, Kadosh Baruch Hu did a tremendous chesed to us. To animals, they eat the same thing all the time. No preparation of the food. It's not tasty. It's not tasty. Standard thing on a regular basis. Human beings, he created a sense of taste, the ability to make foods, tasty foods, not tasty foods, a variety of foods. Lo hated b'tarosa, but Baruch Baruch, whose ultimate chesed in giving was giving Torah to Klal Yisrael. Im hakofer haturki o hasudani. I don't know in history when Rambam talks, if Turkey means people from Turkey, they seem to have been a very primitive group of people at that time. He says he didn't give Torah to primitive people like the Turks and the Sudanese. Okay, can't tell this to a member of Congress who's from Sudan. Okay. And he didn't send a Novi to talk to. There are different levels in creation, animals, people who absolutely not makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and people who are willing to be makabel, a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. And two, we in our giving have to distinguish between animals, primitive human beings who are willing to makabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and who are not willing, and people who are makabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hanadius b'momam shoyat min ha'odo mashafanonu elokim kidei la'anchilo la'achevim. You don't get money just to give it away. Shlomo Biak, he's out. Inui va'oner shlachotim. Shlomo HaMelech said in Kohelet, shlachotim notzen inyon le'esof v'lichmos. Person just piles up a bank account with hundreds of billions of dollars for no other purpose but to have it. Now, what's the difference between a person who has $100 billion and a person who has $150 billion? How much more food can he eat? How many pairs of shoes can he wear? And how many different suits can he wear? How many different cars can he drive? None. So what drives a person with $100 billion to make $150 billion? Because it's this guy that says, it's like you're playing a game, how many points you're on the game. So basically you're serving yourself and you're serving your ego. Well, good sendul mosos chayov o chayim mishpachta. Not to waste money on his life, on his family's life, no. But to spend your money on giving necessary things and things that are close to necessary, yeah, to his family, to people around him, and to give it to other people. Shiratu hatov, v'semachtu b'chol hatov. So if you make a lavish suda for loads of rich people who don't need your food, no. So if you do such a thing, he says, don't expect any. That's not me, Nadivus. Give that food to people who need the food. And what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Migra? L'hachlos ruach shvodim l'hachlos leib nitkot. Pros to royev lachmecho v'aniyim merudim tavi boyis kisir orom v'kisisa. Okay, now. That's the first thing. So, he's taking a very extreme position. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person money. He expects him to view it as a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to spend and to give it away according to the rules HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. Yes, to make sure your family is taken care of. To make sure that people close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are first taken care of. And as they are further from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's less on your priority scale. And animals are the least. Of course, nowadays you have all these people who spend their life on animal rights groups. Of course, Tsar Bali Chaim is awesome. No question. But the question in a person's priorities, where he places the priorities. A person spends his life, my most important thing is worrying about animal rights and animal cruelty, and that's what my life's all about. Why does he do that? That's very simple. Because he identifies very closely with the animals. So what does he think about himself? He's probably an animal. That's why if you take a look at many of the leading people in the animal rights groups, some of the biggest zonos of Hollywood are the leaders there, because they spend their lives living like animals. So they identify very closely with the animal world. But if you spend, if your identity, who you are, is an Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, Torah says Tzar Baruch Hai. So where in your level of priorities, where it's going to be people close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only with money. But is the ability to give of yourself, or your physical ability, whether it's your money, physical help to people. But there's spiritual natifus. Your willingness to give of your spiritual kohos to other people. HaKadosh Baruch gives different gifts to different people. Some people gives the gift of money. Some people it gives the gift of Havanas HaTorah, inspiration in Torah. So, what does it say with Elisha? I have political connections. So I use those political connections not to take pictures that I'm talking with who knows which politician to help other people. Blessed the person with Chochmas HaTorah. He is mechuyev to share that Chochmas HaTorah with other people. What does that mean? How does he interpret Vishnantam Lavanecha? You're mechuyev to teach Torah to other people. Teach it wherever you can teach Torah. And divas b'munosa. One is using political connections. Others chokhmas haTorah. And the one, a person who has a deep emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should share that emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu with other people to give that hashpah. That's all the same. Using whatever you have as a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to go out and share that with other people and give that to other people. And they're different. Sometimes it's money, sometimes political connection, sometimes it's chokhma, sometimes it's amunah. Okay. And the Torah gave us, now, here he goes back to what he said in the beginning. Look at different mitzvahs and see the lesson in those mitzvahs. What is it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Peah. The mitzvah Peah. You have a field. Make sure part of it goes to an army. But that's a mitzvah. But there's a lesson in there. There's a deep lesson in there. That's like he said, all the lessons that are in the mitzvahs. What's the lesson? You have, make sure part of everything you have goes to an army. Bam. Peret olos. You have a vineyard. Make sure you don't take every last bit for yourself. Make sure you leave off someone else. Maitse oni, utstok of halvo, matnes kuhuna. But there's a deeper lesson there. And the deeper lesson is, don't be grabby about your money. Share it with other people. And then he says something very, very, and what about someone who can't share it with other people? The Torah calls him a kofer. Wow. Nowadays, people have all sorts of crazy ideas. They say, is this kfir? This isn't kfir. What does he call a kofer here? He isn't saying, you do believe in this belief, you don't believe in that belief. Why is he kofer? And he quotes a pasuk, Yotran Roshim Bnei Bliyal. He shomel chopen yedavachim Bliyal. Lemo korver shnasa shnasa shmita. You know why? Because how do you view your money? You did it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you. If you view it as a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to use it the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to use it. And if you use it but if you think it's mine, I made it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no chelik in it, so it's mine. Why should I share it with somebody else, right? Then you're a kofer, he says. And what does he quote? Pasuk is Shemitah. Pasuk says, come Shemitah. So we have to give all the halvos. Someone's going to come up to me a month before Shemitah, say, I'm in a desperate need. I need a loan to carry me over. And I'll say, listen, it's right before Shemitah. You're never going to pay it back. I'm not going to give you a loan. So what does the Torah call him? A kofer. Because they think the money is his. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, give a halva, even though you don't see how you're going to get it back. I make sure you're going to get it back. You're going to say, I don't know, I want to guarantee I'm getting it back. You're a kofer. So he says, the attitude towards money that one has is a reflection of his level of emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Mitzvah Hashem will finish off Nedivus. It's a very... And it's not only the money. It's every gift. Do you everything you have in this world as a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects it to be used in the way he told you about sharing it with other people. Because it's not yours. It's a gift to be used. Whether it has to do with money, has to do with political connections, has to do with Chochmas HaTorah, Amunah HaTorah, so that everything he gives you, everything you have, it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's meant to be shared with other people. And the moment you say, it's mine, I don't want to share it with other people because it's mine, I did it myself, you're a kofer. This piece is an amazing piece. May its assembly net will finish off next week.